To Giovanna Simpson, Birdie City Council Deputy Mayor, for our weekly catch-up. Good morning to you, Jean.
Good morning, Lee. How are you this very chilly morning?
Yes, it sure is. I think winter is here now.
Winter is here. I'm all rugged up, but I'm here with you, Lee, and it's
good
a great place to be.
Birdie City Council is inviting a little bit of feedback from the Burnie community for the 2022-23 budget, aren't you?
Yeah, we certainly are, Lee. It's all part of the 21-day public exhibition process. Now, we're asking you to get involved by completing the online survey, or you can also attend a feedback session. Now, the community invited to comment on the direction of council that we're taking for our council plan for 2022-25. And we've got three main goals, Lee, as well, which people are probably aware about, but it's a vibrant town centre, community facilities that support livability, and of course the environmental responsibility that and the enablers to allow us to achieve these goals.
So that information will, I guess, help inform responses to contain in that budget community consultation document with the Have Your Say. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah, absolutely. And you can go to the Have Your Say webpage, or you can head to our Facebook page as well and get all the dates and, head along, because it's really important that we get your feedback.
Yeah, feedback is very, very important. It's great as we step forward. You've got a bit of a reminder to local food retailers, haven't you, this morning?
We have. Now, in March, we very excitingly announced that Plastic Free Places Tasmania are going to be working with our local food retailers as they adapt to that single-use plastic-free future, ensuring that Tassie remains a clean and green destination. So food retailers like cafes, bars, restaurants, kiosks and vans are eligible for the program. It's free and it's not available to all municipalities, Lee, so we're really lucky. So we're wanting people to join up if you haven't already.
Okay, and what do we get there?
You receive free tailored advice on how to comply with the plastic bans, tips on how to reduce single-use packaging costs, some waste, free promotion, and you've really got nothing to use to lose, really. So places like the Chapel are already on board with this, and they're going really well. So if you or anyone you know owns a food retail business within the Burnie municipality, they can register their interest at plasticfreeplaces.org.
After 8 o'clock, G, we're catching up with the federal member for Braddon, Gavin Pearce, in the run-up to the federal election, which I believe is on Saturday. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No,
have I missed something?
No. It's definitely on Saturday. You haven't got it wrong.
But Burnie City Council welcomed a special announcement from Gavin yesterday, I believe.
Yeah, we certainly did. Gavin announced that if elected, there's going to be 10 extra CCTVs, cameras, which will be added to the existing CBD network. Now, that's going to assist Council and Tasmania Police to keep our local community safe. The CCTV cameras throughout the city will, of course, allow the police to monitor the CBD activity, Lee, and of course we've had a fair bit going on around the town lately, and it may be necessary obviously to follow up reports of crime and undesirable behaviour, and we've picked out some spots already which are really good and I think quite important spots, because that's where the activity has been happening. South Burnie Car Park, the Waterfront Precinct, the Marine Terrace up from the cinema, Alexander Street and King Street, and the Burnie Arts and Function Centre. So it's a really welcome announcement from Gavin Pearce.
If it's prevention of crime, it's got to be a good thing.
Well, that's right. And we've got to keep our retailers safe. And I think that's really important. And the people in our CBD. So really welcome that from Gavin yesterday.
Tell us about digital transformation. Have your say.
Yes. Now, digital transformation project has our customer at its heart, as always. We want to work with community to identify the types of services and dealings with the council that could be improved through the use of technology. It's that simple, really. The online survey is currently open and it will be open for a little while longer, just to enable people to tell us how they think we can improve our services to the community using the technology. Now, you can go to our Facebook page to get an idea of some of the questions that you will be asked, or, of course, Lee, head to our webpage as normalburnie.net.
Now, the centrepiece to protecting our environments, we touched on this 7 days ago. Just a reminder to those listening this morning about Hard Waste Week, which kicks off tomorrow.
It kicks off tomorrow. Now, don't forget that each Burnie household will be allowed to drop off one load of bulky items. Now, the maximum is 3 cubic metres, and you can take that to the Burnie Waste Management Centre on Morville Road, Lee. So this Thursday, get it happening. Get ready.
Keeping us up to date with what's happening in the community, Burnie City Council's Deputy Mayor Giovanna Simpson. Enjoy your day, and we'll do more of the same in 7 days' time.
We certainly will. Thank you, Lee.